Now, last evening, Father Fred and others talked to you about tongues. And with me, I didn't receive tongues for a lot of years because I was waiting for the Holy Spirit to just take over. And it didn't do that, although it does with some people. So what I found was, when I got smarter, if I would just use my voice, and then the Holy Spirit will take over and modify it. So if you just go, ah, la, la, hu, la, 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 like that, then the Holy Spirit will modify it, and you'll be able to speak in tongues. So I recommend that highly to you. The Holy Spirit's been really good to me. He's protected me, he's helped me, he's guided me. One thing, in Syracuse, New York, I was going down the steps to the basement, and somehow my left foot stepped on my pant leg to the right foot. And so I couldn't move it, and yet I'm bent over to make the next step. So I'm flying, shall we say. Fortunately, I was going in a direction that didn't go into the furnace and other things. And I heard that inner voice say, tuck your shoulders like you do if you're tumbling, which meant I wasn't supposed to put my arms and hands out to protect myself that way. So I did that. I just tucked my shoulder in like that. And the next thing I knew, I was lying on the floor. That cold, wet basement, but not wet, cold and dark. But there was no bump. There was no bump. I just was there by the time I realized it. What had happened is the guardian angels or the Holy Spirit together had just lifted me and gently laid me down on the floor. So there was no bump or fall that would give me bruises or anything. So that's just one case where the Holy Spirit has come to my aid.